Good morning. 6:56. Gosh, I'm late this morning. It's Monday. I'm going to guess August 5th, since yesterday's file was August 4th. So yeah, Monday the 5th of August. Whirlwind weekend. 16 1/4 on the front end. Okay. That's close, it's good. I knew I wasn't gonna break any records. I can still actually breathe and my legs aren't screaming, so it wasn't a record breaking effort this morning. Just getting out was an interesting challenge. In part because it was another morning where I slept in until nearly 6 o'clock. I haven't had any breakfast, I haven't had my coffee. And I dived right into Google Plus and got embroiled in a discussion about social media and the realities of it. Salon published another, oh, let's laugh at authors because they can't see anybody go by without saying, oh, you should read my book. They've taken on the new role of insurance salesman as that guy. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff swirling around, a lot of interesting commentary to be had. I think I need to revisit the idea of parrots don't buy crackers. It's obviously one that a lot of people still adhere to. It's not to say that people with 100,000 followers are not effective. They are very effective at collecting followers. The problem is the influence factor. Because the point of attracting followers should be, probably, well, maybe not. I'm making an assumption. The point of collecting followers to your brand is so that you will have influence on them to buy your brand. You interest them, you intrigue them, you amuse them, you have a connection to them, and that connection leverages influence. And I always go back to, people talk about, you know, like, well, you have to provide good content. And in a lot of ways, yeah. But it's really just the excuse. It's the calling card. It's the introduction. It's the backstory, maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting challenge because somebody pointed out that I do provide content. I provide my books. But I don't provide my books on social media, unless you count iTunes or Podio Books as social media. And in a certain sense, I do count Podio Books as social media. So, yeah, I do provide my books on social media. I don't provide them on Twitter. I don't put them on Facebook. I don't put them on Google Plus. I don't have them in LinkedIn. I don't use those channels to advertise for those books. Some interesting statistics over the weekend. I put out one tweet on Saturday morning. And as a result of that one tweet, all of you people out there on Twitter picked it up and repeated it, built on it, pushed it out to your networks, and I sold some books over the weekend. It's falling down now. It got up to the mid-2s, so it was like 250, 260, somewhere in there overnight, which is, you know, not pretty good. It's pretty good for the first weekend. It would be the algorithms should have kicked in by now, so people will be getting emails with that book on it. It'll show up in the Also Bought Ribbons. Book is well positioned on the hot new releases. It's way up in movers and shakers, although probably fallen down a bit, but the erosion of the sales rank over the last, over the overnight. So, yeah, we still have a chance of running up to 100, at least running up to low 200s. And for a book in a series that hasn't seen publication, any new publication, any new interest in the from the audience since May of 2012, that's a pretty strong response. That's a pretty good reaction. I'm pretty pleased.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lady with the beagle. And you can tell from the traffic noise that I'm coming up on the most difficult intersection of my morning walk. Although, looks like the traffic has cleared out as I approach. This is good. So it was a really good weekend. It was a fun weekend to watch. It's probably going to start. Realistically, if it hangs in there for a week, that'll be gravy. That'd be wonderful. If it goes up even more, that would be wonderful too. But some things about the email list. I came to the conclusion somewhere around Sunday morning when I keyed off yet another email blast trying to get the word out to people. And it completely just crapped out. The whole thing just died after about 200 attempted mailings. Out of the first 200 addresses, 35 of them failed. It was like, oh no, okay, well, we're going to cancel this mailing. And I think what has happened is that my website, my IP address, whatever, my headers got tagged as spammer. Before I understood what throttling did, I thought if the messages went out, then of course people receive them. But it's very clear that that's not necessarily the case. So I bit the bullet and I went over to MailChimp, thank you. Having a little bit of trouble. I need food, I need coffee. So I went over to MailChimp and I uploaded the list to MailChimp, and it's really close to, it's 2,000. So yeah, I'm hoping. I got about a half a dozen people who unsubscribed. If I could, I should probably email them and thank them because, I'm getting within 100 or so of 2,000, which is the limit to free. Once you go above 2,000, then you have to start paying by the month, and it's like $50 a month. I don't use the mail list that much. Although, now that I've got it, now that it's working, now that I know the word is actually getting out, I might try to do something once a month. Of course, once a month, I'm going to be trying to release a book. I don't know if I'll make it or not, but I'm going to be trying. I've got South Coast. Owner shares out with the editor. South Coast still needs my first pass edit. And then I can send it to an editor. I've got Zephyr's Call. It needs to be reformatted so the interior layout of the ebook matches the interior layout of Ravenwood. And then that package will be complete as it sits. All the loose ends will be done, except for the podcast version of Zephyr's Call. I probably need to get that on the priority list alongside doing the internal layouts, the paperback layouts for the all of the books, to do the reissues, do the first issue in paper of Captain's Chair. But I want that, I need to get that process ironed out and nailed down so that I can get the paperbacks in play and have physical copies. I still have two or three people asking for physical copies. I've got a lot of people who are waiting for the signed editions, and that you know, that I understand. I need to get that moving. It's been a long time. People haven't been able to order their signed editions, so yeah, I need to get that done. So I haven't talked much about DoubleShare. DoubleShare is actually doing pretty well. A lot of people didn't realize that DoubleShare was out because, of course, the email that I sent out telling people that DoubleShare was out never went out, or did go out, but not that many people saw it. And they're discovering now that with Captain's Chair out, DoubleShare is, of course, out. So it's pulling up the sales of DoubleShare, which hadn't really had an opportunity to develop sales of its own. So that one is sort of working without any kind of net, which is doing pretty well considering that it's already sold as many copies as it has. Hiking along. It's a nice morning, 60 degrees. Sun's up a little higher because I got going a little later. So I've got sun in my eyes right here at the moment. I'm going to go back in the shade in a second. Just a tad warmer. It's still pretty humid. Still a lot of rotting vegetable material from the hailstorm the other night. So yeah, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to keep me busy. There's a lot of interesting things happening. I look back over the last 2 weeks when I had almost finished Greedock. I'd almost finished The Gangster. And then Monday and Tuesday, bang, it was out. Wednesday was editing DoubleShare. Thursday was publishing DoubleShare. Friday, I took the day off. Saturday, Sunday weren't very productive. Monday, I started doing edits for reels. And Friday, published. a hitherto unpublished book. Spent the weekend playing with social media and tracking performance. Good morning, good morning. Tracking performance. And it was fun, but today I have to get back to work. Today I can't be sitting there refreshing the sales every hour. Well, actually I could. If I set a timer, I could refresh it every hour. See how it's going. But pretty much all of the promotional bolts have been fired, such as they are. I've put posts on both blogs. I've finally ironed out the email issue. I put out a tweet. And I've been responding to tweets. It's not to say I haven't talked about the book at all. I have responded to people who've tweeted to me. And as a result of that, I'm trying to get the book through draft to digital to the iBookstore. I have a problem in that it kept failing. I found the error, but in order to find the error, I had to use an upgraded EPUB check. I'm using 1.1, and apparently 2.something has an error that they don't like. So it's a relatively minor error. None of the other 1.1 EPUB check didn't find it. I wonder what the current version is. I should probably go look for like 1.3 or something. But Sigil, which has Sigil. That name always bugs me. I'm going to have to look it up and see how it's actually supposed to be pronounced. Anyway, $17.25 on the back side. That's decent. I'm good with that. So, yeah, Sigil has a built-in EPUB validator that is different from EPUB check, and it doesn't find the errors that this other thing is finding, so we have to upgrade. At any rate, 2 miles, yes, I'm at the back gate, yes. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.